One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Robbie Knox, and I'm the landlord of the Moon Underwater, a mystical place where guests create their dream pub. Hello and welcome to The Moon Underwater. We are with the musician Alfie Templeman in his newly designed dream pub, the Trousered Turtle. Mm. I got that the right way around, didn't I? Yeah. The Trousered Turtle.
It's not the Turtle Trousers.
The Turtle Trousers.
Yeah. The Turtle. Yes, that would not make sense.
Turtle Trousers.
Yeah. Alfie, how have you found your pub? Are you pleased with how it's turned out looking around you here?
It's looking good, yeah. Guy's a bit weird.
You have attracted quite a lot of weird people. That's
strange
part of the
people.
Fun. Part of the fun, isn't it?
It's very noisy, isn't it?
Yeah. How busy do you like your pub to be, sort of thing? Do you want it sort of
enough,
rammed or enough
people
enough
to make
have
it,
a buzz?
Yeah, to have a buzz.
But you want to be able to get
it
a table.
Falls flat. Yeah, exactly.
If you're listening to this and you're wondering where this pub has come from, we have a previous episode with Alfie where we created this pub and now we're in it. We're enjoying a drink. I'm just really overly explaining the new structure for everyone, just until they get the hang of it. Because people fear change a lot in the world.
I do.
Alfie, musicians travel quite a lot.
I do.
I've noticed from my observing of things. Have you visited any great pubs when you've been on your travels abroad?
Oh, good question.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think. I actually know if I have. Like, most of them actually end up being in a bar, in the actual hotel.
Yeah.
Which is quite sad. there must have been a few that I've been to that have been, like, crazy. I mean, where have I been? Oh, there was this one in Japan. I can't exactly remember what it was called, but they just did these crazy cocktails with, like, all sorts of weird things that you'd, like, just... They put, like, corn and absinthe together. And I was like, what's going on? But it was actually, like, really good.
Corn as in...
Like
bits of corn.
Not the band, but like...
No. But as in actual physical bits of corn, or are they blending it or what?
It was like, they blended like corn into this like creamy drink thing. I can't even describe it.
Was it good?
It was so good. But like ordering it, I was like, I don't know if I should get this or not because it looks absurd. But it was like really good.
I've only been to Japan once for like 2 days and I loved it.
Yeah, that was pretty much my experience as well.
Yeah, were you in Tokyo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go to Tokyo.
Where did you go?
Fukuoka or something. My brother lived in Seoul in South Korea at the time. And
I
was visiting him. We just flew over for a couple of days to Japan.
I've never been to Seoul, but that looks crazy as well.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's good. They have really good food.
Mm.
I'm just obsessed with kimchi. There we go, pickled.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be getting to that.
I actually overdid it a little bit with kimchi.
Did you?
Too much of it,
I generally have a pot of kimchi in my fridge and I'll just go over with a fork occasionally and just eat.
Well, that's what I was doing. Yeah, be careful.
Why? Mm. What? As in just you got sick of it or as in it caused you internal distress?
I just got fed up of it, yeah.
Okay.
Well, no distress.
I don't want to fly too close to the kimchi sun and burn my wings, so I will.
The kimchi sun, that's a good pub name.
That's a great pub.
Oh, I'd definitely go in a pub called the kimchi sun.
That's sick.
Have you got a favourite country you visited when abroad?
Oh, it has to be either Japan or Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of those guys.
Have you been to either of those, Dan, or both of those?
I've been to Japan, a couple of times. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been to Mexico, though. I would like to go to Mexico.
I did a month traveling around Mexico, but this is like in 1999. It's quite a while ago, and it was one of my favorite places I've ever been to.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I loved it. I love the little just the street taco.
Yeah,
type things that you get kind of, on the side of the road.
You're taking a bit of a gamble, aren't you? It's like,
oh,
it's either going to be the best thing I'm going to eat, or I'm going to get food poisoning the whole time I'm in Mexico.
I don't think I ever got any food poisoning there. India was a different story, but that's
yeah.
You went there for your honeymoon, didn't you?
Yeah, I went for a honeymoon, and one of us was ill at any point.
Where did you go?
That India, Kerala.
Oh, okay,
and it was lovely. It was lovely and an amazing place.
Yeah.
But we were constantly, one of us was constantly ill, and we got back, we're on the flight, and you're back, oh, it was great, wasn't it? You know, you're sort of saying how good it was, and you're thinking, yeah, we went, wouldn't it be good if we gone to America, wouldn't it? Yeah, I'd have felt a lot better then,
When you told me you're going to India, I mean, I'd been, and I was like, it's amazing. And I was going, I'm not honeymoon destination, I'm not 100% sure.
You're going to get much sleep, are you?
It was love. I did love it out there. I would like to go back again soon. But,
India's cool.
I'll just bring some Imodium.
My first post-divorce pint. The gin I had in Hull. My nan's homemade buckfast. The rum I drank with Liz Hurley. The lager I stole from the pigeon detectives.
It's time now for a drink in time, where we offer you the chance to go back and relive a specific drink from a specific occasion from your past.
Oh, yes.
What's it going to be?
Yes. Well, this one was a weird one. I mean, I don't really know how to describe it, but I ended up drinking a Peroni in Brian Eno's studio.
Go on.
Yeah, well, I went for this, like, he has this charity, and they did this, like, little event, and it's called Earth Percent, and went for, like, a meeting there, but it was a bit of a booze fest, to be honest, which is fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
and even Eno was like heavily on the white wine. Yeah,
had you met him before?
I'd never met him before. It was like last year.
Okay,
it's quite recent.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first thing that popped to my mind was like, yeah, that's probably the best drink I've ever had. But I got there really early. I was a bit nervous. I got to his like studio place, and I was like, oh, I'm all by myself. Like, there's no one else here. And then this guy walks in. I'm like, oh, thank God there's someone else here. And then I realised it was Jarvis Cocker eating a satsuma, kind of like that. He's like really tall and hunched. And I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
So it's just me and him. I didn't say anything to him.
I was going
to
say, did you make any small talk?
I didn't know what to say, yeah.
How's your satsuma?
Yeah, how's that satsuma doing?
Yeah.
That's good. What's this studio like? Because I imagine it's...
There's like nothing in it.
Really?
It's really strange, yeah. It was like a ton of books. But no music gear. It's very.
Oh, right.
Wow. It's a bit of a minimalist, isn't
it? I thought it was going to have lots of weird things.
No. Well, I met him when he came out the bog, and I was like, oh, mate, really nice to meet you. Like, and he did the most Eno thing ever. And he was like, what's your surname?
Really?
Templeman. He's like, oh, very nice to meet you too. It's like the weirdest thing ever.
What's your surname?
Yeah. Because, like, it's just classic Eno. What's your surname?
Yeah. It's a good question, isn't it? That's what you could have asked Jarvis.
Yeah, imagine.
Hi, Jarvis. What's your surname? Obviously, Cocker. Yeah.
That is a weird thing, I think. If in that sort of situation where if it's just you and someone who's very well known, then you know their name and you're sort of, you can just go up to them and say, hello, Jarvis. I'm Alfie.
I really wanted to.
But it's quite an odd, like, in Ben Folds' latest album, there's sort of a song about how he sort about I think that he sort of stopped releasing music for a bit, and he's saying that people around him, you know, stopped recognizing him as much as he used to. And he used to say, and he said something like, "It's comforting but weird," or something like that. That people know your name and you don't know theirs.
Yeah,
but it must be an odd, you know, if you haven't got this already, Alfie, you're going to get this, obviously. It must be an odd sensation to have that. People just going, oh, yeah, Alfie. And
it is quite weird. I've already, I don't really get noticed, so it's good. Yeah.
Like
prefer that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, to have that, that's just crazy.
Yeah, I've had that thing with the names. I met Robbie Williams once, and it was really awkward because we were in a sort of an event thing, and because my name's Robbie, he came over to me and said, oh, hi, I'm Robbie. And obviously, I know that, something like that. And I said, oh, hi, Robbie. And then I realised it sounded like I was just saying his name back. So I said, No, I'm Robbie. And then it sounded like I was like competing, like there could only be one Robbie. And it just didn't go well.
You start beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And he won quite convincingly. Yeah. But no, it was just I just thought, oh, this isn't going at all well. No. And I just sat there thinking about it for a bit, moved on. but yeah, is that getting too much of an existential crisis there?
No,
for your pub?
No,
is that all right?
I think you just narrowly avoided it.
Yeah. Okay, just turned away at the last.
Yeah, it was getting close. Minute.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous.
Nearly had to call the bouncer.
I love the ideas. A bouncer, just you're having a conversation with someone, a bouncer looms over again.
Yeah.
Just checking how much this is existential.
Yeah. It's getting closer to the limit.
It's quite a big brief for the bouncers, isn't it? When they're used to just kicking people out for drugs or drunkenness or something like that, and you have to explain.
No, that's all good. You know,
that's fine.
Just the existential stuff.
Yeah. I'm just thinking it might be a tough briefing for them if they're used to other things.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little bit of training, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Once they're used to it, it's fine.
Okay, phones away, put a gag on Siri, it's quiz time. Elvis's black belt was in karate. I saw it on QI. No half points for saying J.K. Rowling is the lead singer of Jamiroquai.
Moira Stewart.
No, I'm afraid it was Gordon Honeycomb.
Alfie, do we enjoy a pub quiz?
Yeah, although I did just tell you how bad I am at them. So
But you like them in general. You enjoy doing them.
I do enjoy doing them. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dan has a pub quiz for us. Yeah. I don't know what it's about.
Fantastic.
I'll be honest with you. The quality can vary.
It's hit and miss.
So
isn't it?
Great.
We'll see how it goes. Last time, arguably your best.
Yeah.
But it was about kids' TV shows. This one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't know what it's about. I don't know the questions. We can compete in a friendly way.
I feel like whatever it is, I'm just going to not know anything. So
I was surprised how bad I was at pub quiz last night, the first pub quiz I've been doing in years.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But Dan, what's it about?
Well, Alfie, am I right in saying you're from Carlton in Bedfordshire?
I am.
Yeah. So, well...
if the answer was no then, would that ruin the quiz?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we could do, and it's a bit of a cliche, but we could do the old round questions about the county of Bedfordshire.
Oh
what?
I think you'll. There's definitely at least one that you'll know, Robbie.
Okay,
at least one, and I reckon you'll probably get two, and one of them's a true or false. So
okay. So the way this works is Dan's going to read the questions. Don't answer now. So just have a little think.
Yeah. Great. Okay, we've got four questions this week.
Okay,
you ready? Question one: what is a Bedfordshire clanger? I think Alfie knows. Question two. What three letters make up London Luton's IATA airport code? Question three. True or false, Leighton Buzzard exports sand to Saudi Arabia?
If that is false, it's the most mental question you ever go up with.
And question four. In the 1930s, Luton manufacturers produced over 70 million of what wearable item?
Okay.
There you go.
Wow. Four food questions. For thought there. Are you confident from that, Alfie?
Not completely.
How many do you reckon you got out of that?
Two at most.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, one or two.
That might be enough to win.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. Well, we'll find out the answers to the quiz after this short interlude.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to The Moon Underwater, or The Trousered Turtle in particular, because that is where we're sat now with Alfie Templeman. Alfie, before the break, we had Dan's pub quiz questions, and now we have Dan's pub quiz answers.
Yeah.
So, take it away, Dan.
And the old subject of Bedfordshire. Mm-hmm. Question one, what is a Bedfordshire clanger?
I do you know this?
I think I know this.
I don't know, so I'll guess something.
Okay. Go on.
I think it's an old car.
Okay. It's not a nice guess.
Like a damaged car.
Yeah, it's wrong, but it's a nice guess.
So Alfred. I believe the Bedfordshire clanger is a pastry that's split down the middle, and half of it is savoury and half of it is sweet. And I think one half of it is filled with jam and the other half is filled with meat, which is very weird.
Yes, it's pretty much that. It's a sort of suet crust pudding. It was made in the old days for agricultural workers for their midday meal. Mm. And the half, that's known as the half and a half. So you and it's a bit of that, if you do it like that, it's a bit like a jam roly-poly, the jam side.
Mm. I've read
which
about this.
We used to have at school.
I've read about this.
And now you remember it?
Yeah, because I thought that'd be interesting to taste for a YouTube video. But
I thought you might know, because Robbie's a sausage roll expert.
Oh, really?
No, yeah, he judged
I
a sausage roll.
I did
roll
judge the Norfolk sausage roll-off, so...
The Norfolk sausage roll-off.
Yeah, you heard. Yeah.
Where's that held in Norfolk?
Mexico.
He's a bit of a big deal around.
I'm kind of a big deal in the Norfolk sausage roll scene. Not always. Yeah.
What on earth?
Yeah. So,
is that in Norwich? Or?
It was just outside Norwich at a hotel just in the outskirts.
Oh. So, yeah.
You want to get yourself onto the sausage roll judging.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie Hodson, who's from Elshwin, Norfolk, was a winner of Sausage Roll of the Year award, you see. So it's
is that right?
Yeah, and a finalist another year. So it's just got a good pedigree there.
They have vegetarian ones.
Someone did do vegetarian ones, I think, in there. Yeah, so
it's quite surprising for Norfolk, isn't it?
Yeah. they're big, heavy Norfolk.
Mundersley sausage roll game.
So 1-0.
Yeah, there's other versions of it in surrounding counties, just to let you know. It's the Hertfordshire clanger, the Trowley pudding, and there's also something called a bacon badger. Which is similar
a bacon badger?
Bacon badger.
Where's that from?
I can't remember. Where was that from? I think that might be Hertfordshire as well, I think.
Hertfordshire stole our idea.
Bacon
Hertfordshire
badger.
Okay.
Bastards.
Okay, 1-0 to Alfie. What three letters make up London Luton's IATA airport code?
I'll let you go first. This
so when you go to the airport and you see your flight, what is the code for Luton?
Oh, man, I don't even... I'm going to guess LTA, but I don't know.
LTN, I think.
Oh, is it LTN?
Equaliser. 1-1. Bedfordshire drama.
Yeah. They're all decided on in their headquarters in Montreal in Canada, all those symbols.
Are they?
Is that right?
Yeah. I hope that's someone's job. Got a new airport come up. We're going to have to find a little three-letter abbreviation.
I think it's like when they get a new pope and he locks himself in a little room and then smoke comes out the chimney. You know he's come up with a new airport abbreviation.
Exactly. Okay. True or false, Leighton Buzzard exports sand to Saudi Arabia.
Meant if it's not true.
Yeah, that's surely that's... I mean, is it true? I think it's...
I'm going true.
I'm going to say true. It sounds
it's
like...
It's the most
if that's
incredible
false
flag if this is false.
I know. I wish it was false, actually, now. I'd invented that fact. Yeah, it's true. It's like a special sort of sand that is really versatile and particularly good for horticulture and golf courses.
Wow.
So, to do with...
Why does Leighton Buzzard have so much sand?
I think it's this particular sand that you can get in Leighton Buzzard.
Oh, respect. Never really gave it enough credit for its sand.
No.
Yeah.
But now you will.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we're 2-2. So it's the decider. In the 1930s, Luton manufacturers produced over 70 million of what wearable item? Any idea?
In the 70s?
In the 1930s.
Oh, in the 30s, yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I've got no idea, so I'm going to go glasses.
Okay.
Oh, this is really hard. I don't know.
It could be monocles. It feels like a good monocle.
Yeah, it's more likely to be that. Yeah. I feel like it's something to do with war or something, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, like boots or something? Boots.
Okay.
No.
What is it?
It's hats.
No, you're joking, because I was actually thinking hats in my head at first.
I should have gone for hats. So Luton Town, you're not a football fan.
Oh, the Hatters.
The Hatters.
Oh,
that'd be why. Ah, good.
It was a very famous place for milliners making hats. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they had 500 different hat manufacturers in the 1800s in the one town of Luton.
In just Luton?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Huge hatting community.
That is mad.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well done, guys. Good Bedfordshire knowledge. Well,
thank you. Thank you very much. Two little handshake there.
Well done.
Dan, feedback in your quiz, generally good. The sand Saudi Arabia question was awful because it was obvious.
Too easy.
It was. There
the problem
no
with that
was
it was such an amazing fact. When I saw it, I had to put it in. Yeah.
But here's an idea.
Because I thought you can't say, what does Leighton Buzzard... That's so hard. What does Leighton Buzzard export to Saudi Arabia?
What does it surprisingly export to Saudi Arabia? Have you got any other feedback for him, Alfie? Well, I like to make sure he knows how he's done.
No, that was the one. Yeah.
That was your big error. That was
cool. Three
that
out was four were okay.
Glaring error that you made today.
Okay. We had to do the survey,
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Fabulous. We're approaching festival season. Have you got a favourite festival that you've played at?
Favorite festival that I played at. I mean, talking a lot about Mexico today, aren't we? But Corona Capital was definitely up there.
Is it similar to a British festival in sort of vibe and stuff? Or?
Well, everyone just goes a bit more crazy, I think, to be honest. Yeah, in true Mexican style. Yeah, everyone just goes a bit nuts.
And is it quite a mixed crowd from international crowd?
No.
Go there, or is it very Mexican?
Like, very Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went to a festival in... Barcelona once, and what I noticed there is that nobody goes to the front of a stage before the band comes on. It's so like basically,
last minute,
the band would start playing, and then people would come over.
Rush over.
So you just basically, if you've got any desire to see the band, you can sort of hover around there and get the very front sort of thing.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
What festival was that?
It was called Summer Case. I don't think it happens anymore. It was in the mid 2000s. And
it's a bit off putting for the band, though. If you come out, and like everyone's just slowly moseying over.
We definitely had that a few times. Song. Yeah. Maybe we're just really shit. I don't know. There's been a few times where we've like a band has played before us, and then there's a very quick changeover. Mm. And then 5 minutes before we go on, we look and no one's out there.
Oh.
And then we go on, and then all of a sudden people are there.
Oh, yeah.
It's very. Very crazy mysterious. How that happens. Yeah.
I suppose I suppose that can work both ways. Like if you go there and everyone's ready for you, that's really exciting. But if you go there and they're not, but then you're playing this music that they love and everyone starts coming over, that's also great.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's a win-win really. Yeah.
What festivals are you doing this summer?
I know we're meant to be doing the big weekend, which is actually Luton.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There you go. And we're actually meant to be doing one... hopefully in Madrid, but still figuring that out. So that'd be quite fun.
Very nice.
They can be quite boozy affairs as a punter. Do you have to be a bit more sensible when you're there playing or
try to be.
What's your policy on drinking and playing?
Well, I try to just have one before because it loosens the throat, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to justify it to us. You just say you want a drink.
I've just got an idea of you.
I do just want a drink,
I've got an idea of you standing in the wings making a Michelada. Like, we need to get on. Look, this takes time.
Yeah, this takes time. Yeah, that did happen a few times. A couple of years ago, we were making Micheladas before. the problem is with that, there's too much spice in it. So you have to be quite careful.
Do you do any of the sort of... Are you into the sort of vocal cord improving drinks, like your sort of honey and lemon stuff?
Or no.
Just go for it.
No, sometimes. Occasionally. I should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It works.
Yeah. Does it?
Try not to eat cheese and stuff. Try not to eat spice.
What does cheese do?
It just makes your throat go all funny.
Sort of claggy.
Oh, yeah, I get that, but I suppose, yeah, I don't sing. So,
no, you don't like raw cheese, do you?
I like melted cheese, but I don't like pure.
Just straight up cheese.
Straight up raw. Really? Uncut cheese, yeah.
Raw cheese makes it sound a bit off-putting, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Like on a pizza, fine, but I couldn't do a cheese board. Oh, no.
Really? No, I'm a big cheese board guy.
Yeah, me too.
Well, your girlfriend's cream cracker love.
Yeah. She's got the cream crackers, I've got the cheese.
That's why you're perfect together.
There's another album title for you. You've got the cream crackers, I've got the cheese.
Side one, cream crackers.
God, we are sorting your career right out here.
Yeah. Got the next 5 years going strong.
Alfie, we've got a new quiz machine in the pub.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I got it delivered yesterday.
Is it like Trivial Pursuit one we used to play in the 90s?
It's a bit like that, or the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire one.
Yeah.
I've only just told you, and I'll be honest with you, it's mental. It is not giving the sort of questions that I expected to do. I thought it'd be a good little general knowledge thing, make a bit of money for the pub. But it's just...
It's not spitting out existential questions.
It's a little bit sort of... I have no control over the questions that come out of it. Okay. I will just say that at this point now.
Okay.
But it says, if you had to have either a foot-long unicorn horn coming out of your forehead... or a 3 meter long tail coming out of your back, which would you choose and why?
See, this is an existential chat though. So this would be allowed in your pub. This is fine pub fair chat.
This is okay. Yeah, okay. This is fine.
Yeah.
Is it a bit existential?
Though? I don't know.
So
I
think unicorn horn or 3 foot long, three meter long meter tail. Long.
It's actually 3 meters. It's quite a lot.
Quite long.
Yeah.
You need to know how thick it is really to sort of... To know whether or not you can... Yeah. If it's thin, you can just roll it up and keep it in your back pocket.
Yeah, yeah, just... I was thinking, like, what if it gets caught in, like, a lift or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was imagining it, maybe because of the unicorn thing, I was imagining it as a quite illustrious horse's tail.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
that
true.
Would be quite... That's very long.
I think you need to rid the idea of the unicorn and separate them.
Yeah.
I mean, the unicorn thing would be good because, like... The horn would foot. Be good because like you could whack someone in the head if you're really mad at them.
But you've got in your pub, it's got low beams. You're going to be smashing your unicorn horn onto beams everywhere in this old pub, really.
That's a really good point. It has to be the tail, doesn't it?
Tails have a functional purpose for balance, don't they, in animals?
Yes.
A lot of the time. Like my cat's tail's moving around all the time when it's when it's there. Oh, two cats.
I guess monkeys and things use them for balance and for...
Yeah.
Well, I haven't got very good balance, so actually
This could be a bonus.
Yeah. It's actually, starting to make a lot of sense to me.
And monkeys can grab things, so they can wrap it around things. Yeah. Maybe you can use it as an extra arm.
I can't get beyond the 3 meters thing. 3 meters
Yeah,
is three really
I'm just
long.
Thinking, like...
It's like...
Yeah.
As I say, quite a weird quiz machine.
Yeah.
And we're not sure. I might have to give it a little bit of fine-tuning sort of thing. Might get the engineer out to have a little look at it in the next few days. But thank you for tolerating it.
Yeah, the tail.
Tail.
Final answer.
Pub mates, pick your dream pub companion. Someone to spend an evening in the pub with. Pub mates. It can be anyone, Darren Bent or Danger Mouse. Pub mates, they could be alive or dead, but if they're dead, they'd be alive for this. Otherwise, you're drinking with a corpse. Pub mates, it's really, really great.
Alfie, obviously you're having a lovely time with us in your pub, but who would be... your dream pub companion, living or dead, to enjoy time with here?
It's got to be Keith Moon. Has to be Keith Moon.
Gone straight to the top.
You don't really have to explain it, do you? I mean, you'd just be the absolute best person to go to the pub with. Probably the worst person to go to the pub with as well.
Say, I get what you're saying. Would it be good or would it be horrific?
Well, I kind of want it to be horrific.
Yeah.
You know, in true Keith Moon fashion. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, he'd get into a car and then crash into the pub or something.
Yeah. He he was famous for smashing up hotel rooms or throwing TVs out windows, wasn't he?
I think he almost did invent it, actually.
I think he probably did.
He was the guy to do it. Yeah, but I think so.
Definitely the guy that made it famous.
Yeah. I remember hearing a story about him once when they were driving to the airport in a limo, and he said, "I've forgotten something at the hotel," and then got the limo to turn around, went back into the hotel, went upstairs, just threw the TV out the window, and then went back and said, "Sorry, nearly forgot to do that."
I know that he used to shove fireworks down the toilet.
Yeah. I read that it genuinely, by the end, it had turned into putting actual dynamite.
Yeah, I think he progressed, didn't he? Yeah.
He put it into his drum set.
Yeah.
And made Pete Townsend lose half of his hearing. And they were only about 2 years into being The Who. Yeah, that's a bit messed up, isn't it?
Yeah. This is my point.
Yeah.
Is it going to be... It's good
great.
Stories,
yeah.
But
is this
you
the
could
age?
Get enough death.
Is no, it's brilliant stories if you make it out alive. That's the point.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you got to take that gamble. But you go, how come you can't hear him? Well, I went out for a night out in a...
Yeah, I had 2 pints with Keith Moon. Yeah. He put a bomb in the second one.
If you could go out drinking with Keith Moon, would you want to bring him to the modern era, or would you want to go back to his time?
Go back, yeah, for sure. Yeah, do it. Yeah, do it the proper way. Absolutely. You know, let him take the lead.
Do you think you'd go out with Keith Moon, or do you think you'd be...
It just feels quite scary to me.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I think I would... Sometimes... Oh, no, this is getting existential.
Careful, watch out. You've
been warned.
Tread
carefully.
Sometimes I kind of wish that I could have had that sort of rock and roll sort of lifestyle. But I also know... that when I was that sort of age, I wasn't really into that.
Yeah, sure.
So my question would probably be, for you, would this be, are you going, right, this is just a one night? Because that I can probably get on board with. I go, right, I'm going for one night with Keith Moon.
Absolutely.
It's just this one night.
Yeah.
And that will kind of feed that hunger within me.
Yeah, no. Yeah, there's no way I could do it more than once.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, just one really big blowout night. Yeah. One of those like ones that gives you like a 3-day hangover.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
And then you've done
no
it.
No more than that.
You ticked
that's it
off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, don't worry, Dan. The rock and roll lifestyle isn't for everyone. Some of us are just different.
Yeah.
Different cloth, aren't you, Robbie?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Went to the pub last night, drank water, and drove home.
Although we are all sitting here drinking old speckled in at 10 a.m. So
mine's not gone down loads.
No, it's
not since I poured it. there we go. I think it would be good. I think you'd want to get early on Keith Moon more than late on Keith Moon. I think from what I've read, there was certainly a decline in how fun it would have been.
Oh, most certainly. Yeah, I'm definitely talking about...
First album time rather than
towards
the later days. Yeah,
for sure.
Okay, fair enough.
Say no more.
Well, Keith, you're very welcome in the Trousered Turtle.
please come by.
Drink up, please. It's time.
Alfie, your new album is out on June the 7th.
Yes.
Anything you want to tell us about it other than that you've played a lot yourself on it?
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah. It's
good. Really good.
I'd say it's really good. Yeah. It goes everywhere.
Incredibly good.
I don't know. I'd leave that down to you lot to say. Yeah.
Come on.
I'd say it's, it's
Radio Soul.
Any
story of the title?
It all comes back to the actual song itself, like, because that's the main song on it.
Yeah.
It's just about how intense social media is and just like how people can be quite superficial. So just wrote kind of the album around those kind of themes and growing up and becoming a bit of an adult and stuff. I was much basically a kid really still. Yeah. But so it's just got a lot of different things going on in it. Like it's just quite experimental, quite fun. All the songs have different themes and different sounds. I just wanted to make it kind of like a double album in a single album. So that's the vibe. Yeah,
you've got a tour of an in-store tour of record stores. Is there going to be a full-on tour later in the year?
Yeah, we're definitely gonna, after the album comes out, we're gonna go pretty heavy on touring, but still figuring that side of it out. But yeah, I'd rather focus on releasing the album and then tour. So
I live in Norwich. Will you come to Norwich?
We will come to the waterfront, probably.
Lovely. Love the waterfront.
Yeah.
Okay. Good venue.
It is very nice.
Went there before Elfie was born.
Did you?
That's quite sad, isn't it?
Oh, who'd you see?
I saw Fun Loving Criminals.
Oh, nice.
Ben Folds 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Squeeze, obviously.
So Squeeze.
Yeah.
Squeeze at the Waterfront.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Difford doing an acoustic set.
Yeah, right.
Normally they play the LCR if they're Squeeze. Anyway, yeah. Robbie doesn't like me talking about Squeeze too much.
I never said I don't like you talking about Squeeze. I just think maybe you should listen to more than one act.
Yeah. That's good. I'll listen to Alfie.
Do you like some Squeeze?
Yeah.
Thanks,
Squeeze, very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Alfie, well, fabulous. Well, I look forward to hearing the albums when it's out. I look forward to coming to the Waterfront to see you.
Yes, absolutely.
When you eventually make your way over to Norwich. I do kind of go on to guests if they're not coming to Norwich. I do get quite annoyed at them, don't they?
Really, I actually always do play Norwich.
Yeah. Norwich is good.
I do really enjoy playing Norwich.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Norwich.
I'll have to come up.
Yeah, come up. Oh, yeah. Turning into a great night out.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
We'll go to the Spoons down the road.
Yep. Yeah, there you go.
Before. That's what happened last time.
Yeah.
Got a little bit too trousered turtled. Yeah. True story, actually. But we won't go into detail.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, look, thank you so much for joining us
in
the Moon Underwater. It's been terrific fun having you here. You may now return to the other realm.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.